Welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking at something that I think is really fascinating. It's called Let Them. It's a whole philosophy created by Mel Robbins. And, you know, we've all heard these sort of self-help things, you know, about letting go of control. But this one kind of goes deeper. And we've got like a whole bunch of sources for this one. We've got a really comprehensive document and some really cool infographics. I was looking at those earlier, and I think this is going to be a really interesting deep dive.
I think a lot of times people get a little bit confused by the letting go of control thing, you know, because we think that holding on to control is what reduces our stress. But actually, there's research that suggests that that's not true at all.
Really?
Yeah. One study from UC Berkeley actually found that people who try to over control things in their lives actually see like a 25% increase in their cortisol levels. You know, cortisol is the stress hormone.
Wow. So like the more you try to like grasp and control, the more stressed you get.
Exactly. It's kind of counterintuitive.
That is so wild. Okay, so I can already tell this is going to be useful.
Okay.
But before we go too far, can you just give us like a basic definition of let them for anyone who's not familiar?
So the basic idea is that you can't control external events or other people's actions, but you can control your reactions to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about shifting your focus from trying to force outcomes to managing your own internal state.
Okay.
So like you can set the stage, you can, you know, present the opportunity, but ultimately the other person's choice is theirs. You know, it's kind of like that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Oh yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's where the name Let Them comes from.
Yeah, exactly. It's acknowledging, you know, that we have limits, and sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is just step back and allow things to unfold, especially when it comes to other people.
Right.
Mel Robbins has this great quote that I think really sums it up. She says, you can't control others, but you can control your response to them.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. And it actually reminds me of this thing that happened at work recently where I had this colleague and they just could not meet a deadline. And I was getting so frustrated because I was trying to manage their workload on top of mine, like trying to force them to be organized.
Oh, yeah.
And it totally backfired.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe a little bit of let them would have saved me a whole lot of stress.
Yeah. I mean, that's a perfect example of how trying to control a situation that's really outside of your control just leads to more stress and more tension.
Totally.
It's like you were attaching your emotional well-being to your colleague's actions. And that's like a recipe for burnout.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So, okay, we've established that trying to control everything is not the way to go. But how does let them actually work in practice? Like, is it just accepting things as they are, or is there more to it?
Well, it's definitely more nuanced than just passive acceptance. Let them involves a lot of different principles.
Yeah.
But one of the really important ones is setting healthy boundaries. So that means like defining what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not, and then communicating those boundaries clearly and assertively.
Yeah. You know what? I was looking at the infographic and one of the things that they mentioned about personal boundaries was knowing when you're feeling too much.
Yeah.
And that sounds so simple, but I feel like a lot of us, including me, we push past those signals until we are like totally overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's true. We ignore those early warning signs like the irritability and the tension and the fatigue until we just hit a breaking point.
Yeah.
And let them is really about tuning into those subtle cues and taking action before we hit that wall. You know, that might look like removing yourself from a stressful conversation or saying no to an additional task or just taking a few minutes to just breathe and recenter yourself.
So it's kind of like recognizing those moments when we're slipping into that control cycle that the sources were talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The control cycle is a pattern of behavior where we try to control external circumstances or other people's actions in an attempt to, you know, reduce our own anxiety or discomfort.
Yeah.
And it often looks like, you know, overthinking, micromanaging, people pleasing.
And the sources, they had this table that I thought was really interesting about the control cycle, because it really drives home the point that it can have some pretty negative consequences.
Yeah.
Like they listed things like, you know, tension in your relationships, mental exhaustion, you know, even like a breakdown of trust. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you try to control, the more chaotic and stressful things become.
It is. And I think that's where the beauty of let them comes in, because by breaking free from that control cycle, you create space for more peace, more joy, more authentic connections.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, it's a process of surrendering to what is and focusing on what we can control, which is our own thoughts and emotions and behaviors.
Okay, so this is all starting to click for me, but I'm curious, if letting go is so beneficial, why do we cling so tightly to control in the first place?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I mean, for some people, it's a learned behavior. you know, a coping mechanism that they developed in childhood or through past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then for others, it's really rooted in fear. You know, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of losing control.
Oh, yeah, that fear thing. I could definitely relate to that. Like, we think if we loosen our grip, everything's just going to fall apart.
Exactly. It's like this misconception that let them is about becoming passive or relinquishing all responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Okay.
It's really about recognizing the difference between what we can influence and what we can't, and then focusing our energy where it truly matters.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So as we move into the next part of this deep dive,
yeah,
what are some of the key things you want our listener to keep in mind?
Well, first, I think it's important to remember that you're not alone in this. You know, it's human nature to want to control things. It's something we all struggle with to varying degrees.
Right.
And then also remember that let them is not about giving up or becoming a doormat. It's about choosing your battles wisely and focusing on what truly matters. And finally, be patient with yourself. You know, this is a process. It's a journey. It's not a destination.
Right.
It takes time and practice and self-compassion to really shift those ingrained patterns of control.
That's a really good point.
Mm.
And, you know, as we go on to explore more about Mel Robbins' personal journey and really dive deep into the nuances of let them, I think we're going to see how this can create some really amazing positive change.
I think so, too. I'm excited to dive in.
Me too. So last time we were talking about how trying to control things outside of our influence can actually like make us more stressed. It can amp up the tension.
Mm.
And we started to touch on that control cycle. But I'm really curious about Mel Robbins. Like, what prompted her to develop this whole let them philosophy in the first place?
Well, in her book, she talks a lot about her own struggles with anxiety and how she spent years trying to control every aspect of her life, you know, from her career to her relationships, and it really took a toll on her. She describes it as like constantly white-knuckling her way through life. Yeah, and I think that's what makes Let Them so relatable. It's not just some abstract idea. It came from someone who was really in the trenches and found a way out.
Yeah, definitely. So was there like a specific moment for her, like an aha moment that led to this shift?
Yeah, there actually was. She talks about this one morning where she was just completely overwhelmed with anxiety. Like she literally couldn't get out of bed. And in that moment of just total desperation, she realized that she had been spending all of her energy trying to control things that were ultimately outside of her control.
That's got to be a pretty powerful realization.
It was. And it was a real turning point for her.
So how did she go from that moment to creating this whole philosophy?
Well, that realization was really the catalyst, and she started experimenting with different techniques for managing her anxiety. And what she noticed was that whenever she consciously let go of the need to control, she felt this sense of relief and even empowerment.
Interesting. So it wasn't about becoming passive. It was more about like choosing where to direct her energy.
Exactly. She started focusing on what she could influence, like her own thoughts, emotions, actions, instead of trying to manipulate external circumstances. And as she practiced this approach, she found that her anxiety started to decrease. Her relationships actually improved, and she just felt a greater sense of peace and purpose.
Hmm. It sounds like let them isn't just about letting go, but it's also about understanding ourselves better.
Yeah, that's a really important piece of it. One of the core principles of let them is self-awareness. You know, really understanding your own triggers, your patterns of control, and the reasons why you cling to control in certain situations.
Okay, so if someone's listening to this and they're realizing, oh, maybe I am kind of stuck in that control cycle, what's a good first step towards applying let them?
Well, I'd say the first step is to just observe those patterns without judgment.
Okay.
You know, just start noticing when those urges to control come up. What situations trigger them? What thoughts and emotions are you having? What physical sensations are you experiencing?
So kind of like becoming a detective of your own mind.
Yeah,
exactly. The more you understand your own patterns, the better equipped you'll be to interrupt them and choose a different response.
That makes sense. And that actually reminds me of something we were talking about before, the importance of setting boundaries.
Yeah.
It's almost like boundaries are a way of saying, this is where my control ends and yours begins.
That's a great way to put it. Boundaries are essential for protecting your emotional well-being and creating healthy relationships. It's about defining what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not, then communicating those limits clearly and respectfully.
Yeah, but I think for a lot of people, setting boundaries can be really challenging, especially if they're used to people-pleasing or avoiding conflict.
It's true. Setting boundaries can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if it means like disappointing others or risking disapproval.
Mm.
But remember, you have a right to protect your own well-being. And setting boundaries is an act of self-respect.
That's a good point. I remember the infographic had some practical tips for setting boundaries, and one that really stood out to me was stay away from bad conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds so obvious, but I think so many of us get sucked into these arguments or discussions that are just draining and unproductive.
Yeah, it's really easy to get caught up in those negative cycles, especially if you're someone who likes to fix things or make everyone happy.
Mm.
But sometimes the healthiest choice is to just simply disengage from a conversation that's not serving you.
So it's not about avoiding conflict altogether. It's about being more discerning about which conflicts you engage in.
Exactly. Choosing your battles wisely.
Right. And another tip from the infographic that resonated with me was always put your self-respect first.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us, we tend to prioritize the needs and expectations of others over our own.
That's a really common pattern. And I think especially for women, you know, we're often socialized to be caretakers and peacemakers, which can lead us to neglect our own needs and boundaries.
Yeah, that's true.
But remember, self-respect is not selfish. It's essential for healthy relationships and a healthy sense of self.
Okay, that's a good reminder. And this all kind of ties back to the idea of emotional detachment that we talked about before, creating that healthy distance between your emotions and the actions or behaviors of others.
Yeah, emotional detachment doesn't mean becoming cold or indifferent. It's about recognizing that you are not responsible for other people's choices or emotions.
Right.
You can empathize with them, you can support them, but you don't have to take on their burdens as your own.
So it's about releasing that sense of responsibility for fixing or controlling their experience.
Exactly. It's allowing others to have their own journey, their own lessons, their own consequences without feeling obligated to intervene or rescue them.
This reminds me of a friend of mine who was just constantly stressed about her adult son's choices.
Oh, yeah.
She felt like it was her duty to guide him and protect him from making mistakes, even though he was perfectly capable of making his own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until she started practicing let them that she was able to release that burden and allow her son to navigate his own path.
Yeah, that's a really powerful example of how let them can transform relationships.
Yes.
When we let go of that need to control, we create space for others to grow and learn, and we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and anxiety.
So we've talked about boundaries, emotional detachment, self-awareness. Are there any other key principles of let them that we should touch on?
One that's really important is mindfulness.
Okay.
The sources really emphasize the importance of being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations.
So it's about becoming aware of those control patterns as they're happening.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Mindfulness helps you to identify those moments when you're slipping into that control cycle, and it gives you the space to choose a different response. It's like hitting the pause button before you react automatically.
So are there specific mindfulness techniques that are particularly helpful for applying let them?
Well, meditation is a classic one that can be really beneficial. Even just a few minutes of focused breathing can help to calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment.
Yeah, I can see how that would help to quiet those racing thoughts and make it easier to detach from that need to control.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of other mindfulness techniques you can try, you know, like yoga, going for walks in nature, or even just taking a few moments to consciously connect with your senses. You know, the taste of your food, the feel of the sun on your skin, the sounds around you.
So just finding practices that help you to ground yourself and be more present.
Exactly. The more present you are in the moment, the less likely you are to get swept away by those anxieties and urges to control.
This all makes so much sense, but I gotta be honest, a part of me is still wondering, what if I let go of control and things just fall apart? What about situations where there are like real consequences at stake?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And it's important to remember that let them isn't about becoming reckless or irresponsible.
Right.
It's about choosing your battles wisely and recognizing the difference between what you can influence and what you can't.
So finding that balance between acceptance and action.
Exactly. There are definitely situations where taking action and asserting control is necessary and appropriate. Like if you're facing a safety issue or a legal matter or a situation that requires immediate intervention, you need to act.
But even in those situations, we can still apply those let them principles by managing our emotional response.
Absolutely. You can choose to approach challenges with clarity and calmness and a sense of detachment rather than getting swept away by stress and anxiety.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into let them,
what
are some key takeaways that you want to leave our listener with?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that letting go doesn't mean giving up. It's about recognizing where your energy is best spent and choosing to focus on what you can control, your own thoughts, emotions, and actions.
That's right.
And remembering that this is a journey. It's a process of unlearning old patterns and embracing a new way of being. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion.
And, you know, as we move on to the final part of our deep dive, we're going to be exploring some of the incredible success stories that demonstrate the transformative power of Let Them.
Yeah, get ready to be inspired.
I am. So we've talked a lot about, like, the theory behind Let Them. You know, the science of control, the steps you can take to set boundaries and practice emotional detachment. But now I want to talk about results. Like, what kind of transformations are people actually seeing with Let Them?
Well, the results are really pretty amazing. One study in the Journal of Applied Psychology actually found that employees who use Let Them in their work lives saw like a 15% reduction in their stress levels, and their job satisfaction went up by 20%.
It's huge.
It is. It really shows that it's not just some feel-good philosophy. It's actually making a difference in people's lives.
Totally. And it's not just work either.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what about relationships?
Right. So one of the most interesting stats I saw was that 80% of people who started using Let Them noticed positive changes in their relationships within just 3 months. They said they felt more connected to their loved ones, less reactive to conflict, and they were able to enjoy those relationships more without feeling the need to control them.
Wow, that's amazing. And the source material mentioned like a 50% reduction in people-pleasing behaviors, which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's really significant. It shows that people are able to set those boundaries we were talking about and really prioritize their own well-being without feeling guilty or obligated to say yes to everything.
It's like giving yourself permission to be your authentic self without having to conform to everyone else's expectations.
Yeah.
And I bet that has a ripple effect on other areas of life, too.
Oh, absolutely. When you feel more confident and secure in yourself, it shows up everywhere.
Yeah.
In how you interact with people, your work, your creativity, everything.
I was also really interested in this statistic about social anxiety. It said there was like a 40% decrease among people practicing Let Them.
Yeah. Social anxiety often comes from that fear of not being good enough, you know, not meeting other people's expectations. And Let Them helps to address that fear by reminding you that you don't need external validation to be worthy.
You're enough as you are.
Exactly. And when you really internalize that, social situations become a lot less intimidating. You can just show up as your true self without worrying so much about what everyone else is thinking.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me in the materials was the community aspect of Let Them.
Yeah.
Mel Robbins has really created a space for shared learning and support through her books, her podcasts, her social media. And I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, it's incredible to see how people from all walks of life are connecting over this idea. You know, they're all looking for a more peaceful and fulfilling way to live. And the Let Them community gives them a place to share their experiences, their struggles, their successes. And they can get support from people who really understand what they're going through.
Yeah, it's like a safety net for people who are trying to step outside of their comfort zone and do something different.
Exactly. It's a space where vulnerability is welcomed, where there's no judgment, and people can feel seen and heard without having to defend or explain themselves.
So it's not just about learning the principles, it's about really embodying them in a supportive environment.
Right. Transformation is rarely a solo journey. We all need that community, that tribe, that support system to help us through the challenges and celebrate the wins.
As we're wrapping up this deep dive into Let Them, I'm just struck by how much more it is than just letting go of control.
Yeah.
It's about self-awareness, boundaries, emotional regulation, mindfulness community. It's a whole approach to creating a more fulfilling and joyful life.
It really is. It's about recognizing that true power comes not from controlling the world around you, but from mastering your inner world.
Choosing peace over chaos.
Yeah.
Connection over isolation.
Yeah.
Authenticity over conformity.
And it's a reminder that you are capable of creating the life you want, one choice at a time.
So for our listener who's been with us on this deep dive, what's one final thought you want to leave them with?
I would say be patient with yourself. Change takes time. Celebrate the small victories and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. The Let Them community is there for you.
That's great advice. And thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Let Them. We hope you've learned something new and feel inspired to try it out in your own life.